The Traveler's Journal, July 26th, on flying without a safety net. By some estimates, so-called adventure travel, from mountain climbing to horseback riding and hiking, now accounts for nearly half of all leisure trips taken in the United States. But before you climb up onto that bungee platform or strap on those scuba tanks, ask yourself whether and how well you're covered if anything goes wrong. Many personal health policies will pay the bills for emergency care and life-threatening illnesses to travelers, even overseas. But few, however, pick up other costs, such as travel or evacuation from remote locations. And even special travel insurance policies frequently forbid a long list of activities you may otherwise consider relatively benign. For example, one large travel insurer recently revamped its policies to eliminate coverage from what it calls extreme high-risk sports, including caving and backcountry skiing. Few insurers support high-altitude activities such as ballooning, hang gliding, or any kind of climbing that requires ropes. One excludes martial artists, another heliskiers. Clearly, it's crucial for adventurers to shop for the right policy. Read and understand the fine print. Find out what's covered and what's not. An activity is usually okay as long as it hasn't been specifically excluded. But watch for vague language requiring travelers to avoid extreme risk or exposure to needless peril. Most tours with adventure operators won't fall in this category, but it's still up to travelers to make sure any policy they buy is up to their plan. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.